Speaker 1.
Bangalore was a British cantonment town, and within a bit of time, Bangalore became the hub of the aeronautical industry because it was set up before the war. After independence, the government of India set up the different sectors here. Bangalore was a public sector place where there were people from all over the country who came here, and it became a middle-class town with high-tech industries here for a long time, good educational infrastructure, a place where anybody from all over the world can come. And so Bangalore became India's first global city, and you see in Bangalore, in all the places, for example in this coffee shop, everybody is building a startup. We are just giving an idea.
Speaker 2.
First of all, Bangalore is the safest city. Compared to Delhi, where we can see a lot of crimes, I feel like Bangalore is much safer. In my personal experience, I can tell my parents were quite comfortable when I told them I was going to Bangalore. It's fine, it's safer, it's not an issue. But when I was going to Delhi, it was, oh my God, what is going to happen? It was not safe. And being a young girl, I can move freely here in Bangalore. I feel like I can access metros and other things, and actually no one will tease me here.
Speaker 3.
I remember when I graduated in 1987, more than half of our class, or 67% of our class, used to go abroad. That number has shrunk to only 10% now. Now, most people in college start working on startups. So it's definitely the case that young people are saying, look here, we can do business. And that kind of entrepreneurial energy, which was not there earlier, is there now. I think there was some kind of distrust of business at that point of time. People wanted salaried jobs. Now I think there is no risk of failure at all. People with pride say that, look here, if we have failed the first startup, we'll start the second one, and then the third one. And there are a number of others who say we are serial entrepreneurs. They exit one business, then they start a second one, then they exit that one and it fails, and then they will start the third one.
Speaker 4.
Hi, I'm Mansi Daga. I'm the founder of Just Embellish. Surprisingly, when I did start thinking about what kind of path I'm going to be choosing, entrepreneurship definitely was not one of them. I mean, I did fancy the idea of being my own boss, but the idea of having to handle everything on your own, especially the finance part of it, it scared me. It scared me a lot. But towards the last year of college, it happened, this chance with this jewelry business, and it appealed to me a lot. I just realized I could sell it, not thinking through it a lot. At the beginning, there wasn't enough capital, so I even tried modeling myself to, you know, put my jewelry pictures out there. And when I met photographers, it was saddening that these agencies and these photographers look for something called a compromise, in quotations, right? Which basically means, in case you want to get work done, you need to sleep with them.
Speaker 5.
India is a very large country. You need hundreds and hundreds of Bangaloreans across. And just as much as people who made Bangalore came from the US, people who make other cities have to come from Bangalore. It is good for Bangalore if other cities double up and people start to move out. At very, very early stages, you need to unlearn because India functions differently. If youngsters imagine that I behave the same way in New York and London and Prague, but Bangalore is different. India is different. I'm sure it could be just as interesting. Suncor has been started by non-Indians. California Burrito has been started by non-Indians. So, if you look at it, there are opportunities. But the way in which you reach and work on those opportunities is completely different.